The Moosewood Cafe, that song by Judy Kessler. Now, Palette member Mandy Rowe from the Blue Mountains is a member of the local slow food movement, and she recently spent some time in the USA studying the archives at Cornell University to find out more about Moosewood, a natural foods restaurant that's been operating for 45 years and is said to have changed the face of American dining.
I've got Mandy Rowe on the line. Mandy's one of our members. She lives up in the Blue Mountains where she is part of the slow food movement up there. Does that mean you eat it slowly, you cook it slowly, digest it slowly? What?
I guess the slow food movement sort of started many years ago, and it's based in Italy, but it's become an international organisation, and it's really about being sustainable and to encouraging people to be maybe growing their own organic vegetables and, being just really conscious of the environment.
Right, OK. So it's really slow food as opposed to fast food.
Yeah, and I guess some people sort of come up with the idea that you've just mentioned about, you know, slow cooking, slow braise cooking. It's really, I guess, trying to go back to those traditional techniques and those traditional times with food.
Right. Now, you've sent me an interview that you've done with a chap. To be honest with you, I didn't know anything about Moosewood. But
right.
You've gone to the extent with husband Shane of going over to Cornell University and researching this restaurant of the 1970s. It sounds a bit like Alice's Restaurant or something out of Woodstock. Just explain your interest in this particular restaurant, and you've interviewed one of the characters, but how did you get involved in chasing down Moosewood?
Yeah, okay. Look, I guess for me it started, I guess, in the early 70s when I was, the beginning to sort of, I guess, taste vegetarian cuisine around Byron Bay and Nimbin area. And certainly when I left home, the first cookbook I ever bought was the Moosewood Cookbook. And with that came some sort of, you know, an association with, I guess, being a student, living in share houses, eating vegetarian food and moving away from the traditional food that, I guess, my mum used to cook all the time. So I guess it was sort of an awakening. I look back on things and I just think, it's quite nostalgic, quite sentimental, and many of my peers are using that cookbook. It was the cookbook of the time, what have you. So I guess now, being, sort of 40 years down the track, 45 years down the track, I still have that cookbook in my cookbook collection, and I mention it to a few people, I guess, in our late 50s and early 60s, and it just, everyone just gets quite excited about, oh God, I remember the Moosewood Cookbook. It really sort of launched a new way of thinking about food, and certainly, vegetarian cuisine, I guess globally.
Yeah, okay. I guess I'm not vegetarian. I'm probably the opposite. So maybe that's why I missed it. But obviously it's struck a chord with you and some of your friends and colleagues. So that's great. Now, the restaurant still operates, Moosewood. Yeah?
Yes, it does. Yes. We actually had a few meals there while we were in Ithaca. And Ithaca's about a four-hour drive north of New York in a very beautiful part of the States, referred to as the Finger Lake, Finger Lakes. Mm-hmm. And yes, very much still a tradition in the little town of Ithaca. Well, actually, not really a little town; it's a university town.
Yeah.
And David was saying, I had a chance to talk to David and interview him, and he was saying, look, people still from all around the world will make a pilgrimage to Ithaca just to go to the Moosewood restaurant and buy one of their more recent cookbooks and what have you, because it's part of our history, part of our the way we grew up.
Yeah. It's interesting, A, that it's still going, but B, it started off as a collective. So
yeah, that's right. Look, and I still think it is a collective. And what that really meant was that it's, and in 1973, there were seven sort of people in their sort of early 20s that decided that they wanted to start a vegetarian restaurant in Ithaca, and they really didn't, it was a matter of pooling all their resources, and none of them were real chefs at that point, I don't think. And so some weeks someone would be a chef, some weeks someone would wait on the table, some weeks someone would be the scrubber and what have you. So I guess in the traditional sense of the word collective, it very much was so. They all had equal sort of jobs, equal ideas, equal shares in what they decided to do with the restaurant.
Certainly, it sounds of the time, I have to say.
Yeah. Look, you know what? As far as the crow flies, I don't think Woodstock was very far away.
I don't think so. But these days, of course, it's Burning Man, isn't it? It's sort of gone that extra step. Anyway, you not only did you go to Ithaca and go to the restaurant and go to Cornell and research the story, you are putting on a special dinner up in the Blue Mountains.
Yeah, look, I'm the secretary of the Slow Food Blue Mountains, and I do some of their social media. And about 6 months ago, I guess, I put a post up about Moosewood, and it seemed to create a lot of attention. And I guess that's why I went on and tried to catch up with David, which I did, and go to Moosewood in Ithaca. And so I guess because of that, so it's that interest and people being very sentimental about the cookbook, the Carrington Hotel have kindly offered to host the inaugural Moosewood dinner, and we're calling it Memory on a Plate because we want people to arrive, turn up, and maybe talk about some a memory associated with the cookbook, which I think is quite a nice thing.
Yeah, it is.
And it's a three-course dinner, and the recipes are all coming from the Moosewood cookbook, and they'll be serving organic wines from Martin's Hill Wines from Mudgee. So it's sort of got that organic and vegetarian focus as well. So, and it's open to both members and non-members as well. So we'd love people to come.
What date's it on, Mandy?
It's on Wednesday night, the 6th of June at 6:30. And if people are interested in coming along, they can ring the Carrington Hotel in Katoomba and make a reservation. And it's $72 for members of Slow Food and $79 for non-members of Slow Food.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, let's have a listen to the conversation you had with David Hirsch. Is there any further explanation needed on this?
Oh, not really. He was a great character. He's been part of the collective since 1976, and he still does work for Moosewood. So really interesting character to talk to, and very passionate about anything Moosewood.
This is David Hirsch. David joined the collective of Moosewood in 1976. And the reason why I'm here is because I just couldn't believe the amount of comments and likes on the Facebook page when I put up a picture of the Moosewood cookbook. Why do you think Moosewood resonates with so many people?
We were at the right time in the right place. There were lots of people who were looking for ways to eat more vegetables and have healthier diets, but they wanted it to taste good. And the other thing is, they wanted the recipes to be accessible and not be difficult. And we had a lot of people working on all these books. And that was an important thing to us, that they weren't too difficult to do, and that the recipes were well-tested and they worked. And we wanted them to taste really good. We weren't dieticians, we wanted it to be food that was healthful, but it was a lot about how it tasted. And we also wanted to reflect an incredible amount of diversity from all over the world. So there were cultures that we wanted to feature that have been eating vegetarian food forever. Like parts of Asia. There's been a lot of them.
Sure.
And then the Mediterranean diet too. There's a lot of vegetarian food there. Yeah. So we were happy to do that. Definitely, I think the books connected with people because they were in the right time at the right place.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were thinking about other ways to eat, not just what they grew up with.
Hmm.
And, you know, we were too. So that's kind of what attracted me to working at Mosswood.
Right, right.
Was, you know, it was just a different way of looking at food. And, you know, we were already seeing ourselves as generationally different than, say, our parents. And food was a part of that. Food was a piece of that. And our goal was not, at that time, to become rich and famous. Our goal was to have happy, fulfilling lives. And also, you know, it was fun because it aligned with our values. And I think that's what made Mosswood work.
Sure. Look, I'm going to go back to my notes again.
Yes,
I did.
I want you to miss a point.
I don't want to miss a point because I've spent 2 days in a city.
Sub basement.
In a bunker. It was like a bunker nearly where we were. So anyway, I thought it was really beautiful. In 1999, Bon Appetit, which I guess is one of American sort of
culinary
magazine, said Mosswood was one of the 13 most influential restaurants of the 20th century.
Yes, so you can imagine our ecstasy at that moment. This week.
Anyway, that's pretty amazing.
It was very amazing. Yeah. And, you know, the newer one, which is actually in that same light, you may not have seen this, but it's on the back of the new book.
Oh.
It was a New York Times article about vegetarian cooking becoming way more mainstream. Sentences. It's Mosswood's world. We're just eating it.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Isn't that something?
From the New York Times.
From the New York Times.
Wow. I mean, yeah, it just resonates. Again, that word. So.
You know, because like I said, the cookbooks generated enormous amounts of publicity for us.
That is.
Yes, so this latest book, this book kind of reflects what we're doing now. This book was vegetarian.
Great.
And a fair amount of vegan, which means no dairy. Mm-hmm. And a decent amount of gluten-free, because we get a lot of requests for that.
Please keep your eyes open for the book that's coming out in about 2 months.
No.
Well, for all the Australians, please come to Ithaca, please come to Mosswood, and I know that there's a lot of people out there that will be very interested in listening to David talk, and I thank him dearly.
Ithaca, New York is 10 square miles surrounded by reality, which means it's a very special place.
Mandy Rowe interviewed David Hirsch of Mosswood Collective, and you heard her speaking with Graham Kemlow earlier.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.